This podcast brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from the Aircraft Electronics Association convention in Dallas. I'm speaking today with Tim Taylor of Free Flight. Tim, you've been involved with ADS-B for a while now, and I guess the company was formed to build ADS-B or at least have a product emphasis there. And like every other manufacturer, you've faced some barriers in terms of getting the market interested. So now you've come up with a new program, a new marketing program called Equip It 2020. Give us a rundown on how that will work.
Sure, Paul. So Equip It 2020 is our answer to the problem, as you said, of bringing the right kind of quality and performance that you need to have for an air traffic control system like ADS-B, but getting it to consumers at a price that they can live with. And we've been part of that Equip It 2020 activity. We've been part of the Equip 2020 activity in Washington, and we've been having the debate about price versus performance. And we realized that the right debate to have was price versus volume. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to build 10,000 systems. And actually, it's more than just a marketing campaign. The systems are slightly different. We took some of the integration features out of our standard Ranger product line so we could reduce cost and get it down to the absolute minimum. And these, we call them the Ranger Lite versions. We have a transmitter and a transceiver. We're going to build 10,000 of those and make them available first come, first served. First deliveries around June.
Now, just so we're clear here, the Ranger Lite, which is, I think, 1995, is a UAT out only. Is that correct?
Right. So there are two Lite products. We have a Lite out only, as you said, for 1995. That 1995 includes everything. That includes the built-in GPS, the GPS antennas, control heads, HSP antennas, the whole works. But also we're offering a light version of the transceiver. If our customers want to take advantage of the ADS-B in features, then we have a light version of the transceiver at $36.95. And we are making it possible, if someone wants to buy the transmit version today, and then later down the road they want to upgrade it to the transceiver version, and we'll make that possible for them.
Now, if you go with the full transceiver, the UAT system, you are going to be displaying that ADS-B in on what?
Portable. So the light system, that's one of the differences between the light and the regular Ranger. The regular Ranger can display on TSO'd installed cockpit displays. The light is Wi-Fi portable only. So you'll be displaying on an iPad or an Android tablet and using the app of your choice. We provide a free iPad app called ADS-B View, which is quite good for people who don't want to go ahead and invest in one of the sort of higher functioning for fee apps that are out there. But we have compatibility with many of the major apps today, and we'll be announcing more in the near future.
And what, if you're asked, is the typical installation cost of a system like this? We've done some surveys, and basically the number we come up with is about $2,000.
Yeah, I think that's right. We're seeing that it can be less than that. You know, the system, our UAT system is well designed, the integration is fairly simple, and we're seeing with installers who are getting some experience have done more than one aircraft, we're seeing more in the 15 to 20 hour range, which it comes out at maybe $1,200, $1,300 up to $2,000 depending on the rate for the shop. So if the aircraft's in good shape and the installation is straightforward, it can be quite affordable.
Do you think at this price point, which is just a bare minimum at under $2,000, and if we figure at the very best 3,500 to 4,000 installed, that we're going to see some significant boost in market activity here? The shops we've talked to are installing ADS-B, and they're a fair amount of it, but not nearly as much as they had expected by now.
Right. I think there's two things that are going to be different going forward. First, the price point, as you said, is one that, that the community has said is a good price point, and they'll be ready to go at that point. And the response we've had to our announcements on the light program, on the Equipit 2020 program, suggests that, that people are ready to go. But the second thing is that at those price points, then those influencers in the industry, AOPA and EAA, for example, who have been urging some caution on part of their users, expecting and hoping for more reasonable price points, are now telling us that at these price points, they're going to be telling their constituencies to press ahead, because now the equipment price is not going to be the issue. The issue is going to become capacity of the installation community. And if you wait too long, then that capacity is going to start having a price tag attached to it. So I think the feeling that we have and talking to those associations is that if you look at the curve of equipment price over time and the curve of installation price over time and add the two together, it's probably not going to get any better than it is right now. And so people are starting to understand that, and people are starting to move forward.
The GAO recently did a review of the next-gen system, which, of course, includes equipage with ADS-B. They
right.
found what we found in talking to our readers and surveying our readers is that the buyers aren't seeing a value here. They're not making a value connection. Why is that?
That's a good question. You know, I guess if you have an ADS-B out only system, then the value is in those intangibles that sometimes people don't like to think about, which is that you're in better communication with the rest of the NAS, you're in better communication with other aircraft, so you're intrinsically operating in a way that is safer, and you can be found quicker if you have an accident and so on. But these are not things that you will, that, you know, when you get in your airplane and fly, you don't see any difference. So there is that feeling out there that I fly today, now I've got to spend money so I can fly again tomorrow. And that's where part of that comes from, I think. But as people get, we have seen that as people buy our systems, especially the transceiver where they get the weather and traffic part up and running on a portable or an installed display, then they very quickly move into the how do I live without this thing? Mm-hmm. So I think you'll see, and in February, Equipage passed 10,000, the FAA announced that. You know, so beginning of last year, I think it was less than 2,000. So in the last 12 months, the industry has done 10,000 systems, and the rate is accelerating very quickly. So I think you're seeing momentum building, and the feedback we get from people who install the system and then get access to the products that are offered is actually very positive.
So you're building, at least for this first run, 10,000 units. That's pretty good economy of scale by general aviation standards. So
it is.
It's fair to ask, is this as good as it gets as far as discount volume?
I think it's as good as we can see it getting. Mm-hmm. 10,000 is an extraordinary number for our industry. Now, it makes sense for us to do it because, you know, the number of aircraft out there that have to be modified and the time that's left to do it supports the risk that we have to take in order to do that. But we don't see, we're already a long way down the curve. So we've been building and selling in thousands, and going to 10,000 gives us some advantage, enough to get the price points down, but definitely the curve is flattening out at that point. And I don't see economy of scale in the future making it any less expensive. And as we said earlier, the FAA, as part of that Equip 2020 thing, really made it clear that on the requirement side, they're not going to budge. So the quality of the radio, the fact it needs to be needs to meet the requirements of the MOPS, the fact that you need to have a proper aviation quality, high performance GPS, the fact that the system has to be installed. All those questions are asked and answered. So from a requirements point of view, I don't see anything that's going to drive costs down. And from a sheer manufacturing point of view, I don't see anything that's going to drive the cost down.
Okay, well, I think that pretty well answers the question. So from here on out,
I guess we'll
just have to see which direction the market takes a thing.
Yes. Hey, we launched Launched is perhaps too strong. We announced that we were going to do this back about 4 weeks ago now. The formal launch of the program is actually tomorrow at the AEA, but the response we've got is quite extraordinary. So when we had a placeholder website up, which just has the outlines of the program on it, we've had literally thousands of unique visitors to that website, which is many more than we've ever had to our own company website. We've had many hundreds of tell me more emails. And I put my own email address up there, and I've had 50 people reach out to me personally. And the general sense of those has been, this is a great idea. We're going to equip. How do I get started? How do I get my dealer involved? And so on. So I think the response we're seeing to the announcement already is very, very encouraging.
Well, could be you've hit the sweet spot. Well, thanks very much for the briefing on this, Tim, and we'll keep an eye on the program.
I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you. Thanks, Paul.
This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from AEA in Dallas. We've been speaking with Tim Taylor of Free Flight. Thanks for listening.
This podcast brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.